If you don't understand anything I've said,
si vous ne comprenez pas ce que je viens de dire,
any part of anything I've said,
ou les parties que je viens de dire,
please signify so that we can go back.
S'il vous plaît, nous pourrons repartir si vous le signifiez.
If not, I'll start calling people one after the other.
Sinon, je vais commencer à appeler les gens qui sont sous l'autel.
Praise the Lord. Any questions so far?
Quelques questions?
We are only going to be taking the next part of these books in summary.
On va juste prendre un résumé de les prochains livres.
Majority of what we'll see next are things that happen after rapture.
La majorité de ce que nous voyons, c'est les choses qui se passent
we
après
have seen the things that concern us and the things that are history.
On a vu ce qui nous concerne et l'histoire.
From this point onward,
dans
most of what we see are prophecies.
Sont des prophéties que nous voyons.
Things
maintenant
that will happen after the rapture.
Les choses qui vont se passer après l'enlèvement.
Any question on the fourth seal and the fifth seal before we march on?
Sur le quatrième sceau et le cinquième sceau.
Okay. Shalom, sir. Thank you for the exposition. Actually, I was looking at the issue raised during the Holocaust. And
yes, sir.
Romans 11:25 spoke about the Jews being blinded in part.
Yes, sir.
Which supposes that there should be some of the Jews from the time of the apostles to date, perhaps a few.
Certain.
Who holds on to the testimony of Christ.
Very correct.
And some of those who holds on to this testimony could have been also killed or persecuted for their faith during the Holocaust.
Okay, that's a very good view.
So my question is, those ones who held on to this testimony and were killed during the Holocaust, I don't know, could it be that only those ones are under the altar, or are we also saying that the ones who were blinded in part and does not hold on to this testimony of Christ or the word of God, and who died during the Holocaust, are they also part of those crying for vengeance?
The ones that were blinded in part are the ones that are crying for vengeance. Any of the Jews that had believed and received Jesus, who probably was killed under the Holocaust anytime, died as a Christian. So he would not be under the altar crying how long? That is for Jews that didn't receive Christ. And if you see something, let's read Revelation 6, verse 11.
Apocalypse 6, verse 11.
This is why we say it is Israel. Revelation 6, 11.
Israel.
Notice something. It says, white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should what?
Il a dit de faire quoi?
That they should rest yet for a little season.
De se tenir en repos quelque temps encore.
Until their fellow servants also and their brethren.
Jusqu'à ce que fût le complet le nombre de leurs compagnons de service et
de frères. Should be killed.
Qui devait être mis
à mort. So it means that many more will still die. And when will they die?
Plus de personnes vont mourir encore.
During the tribulation.
Pendant la tribulation, c'est très.
So the fifth seal is for Israel.
La cinquième seau est pour Israël.
They are the ones that will cry vengeance.
Sont des ceux
any Israelite that has received Christ,
tout Israël qui reçoit Christ
has a different spirit.
A un esprit
différent. Not going to cry vengeance.
Pas pour la vengeance.
Because they will come in the rapture, so they will not be part of those souls under the altar.
Parce qu'ils vont venir avec l'enlèvement.
God deals with Israel as a nation.
Dieu recherche Israël avec une nation.
But you brought the vital point that I must emphasize, sir.
Vous avez un point vital que je vais emphasiser.
There are a few Israelites.
Il y a peu d'Israël.
Even in this era of grace.
Même dans cette ère de grâce.
That are receiving Christ.
Qui reçoit Christ.
As a nation, they have not received Christ.
Comme une nation, ils n'ont pas encore reçu Christ.
But here and there, by the election of grace,
mais ici et là, par
a few of
de
them
grâce,
are receiving Christ.
Peu de reçoit Christ.
In 2019, the man that dedicated our auditorium was an Israelite.
2019, la personne qui a dédié notre auditorium était un Israélite.
You could hear him praying in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Il priait au nom de Yeshua HaMashiach.
That's in the name of Jesus the Christ.
Au nom de Jésus le Christ.
Even the apostles,
même les apôtres,
our fathers in the faith, we are all Israelites.
Ils sont tous des Israélites.
So there are a few Israelite people as a nation.
Mais comme une nation,
the revival will come after the Gentile is taken away.
Le relance vient après l'enlèvement des païens.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I want to ask, based on Romans chapter 11, verse 25, when the gospel goes back to Israel, will it be all Israelites that will embrace the message?
Now,
maintenant,
in Romans 11, 25, verse 26, it says all. Romans 11:26 says what?
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
He says, all Israel shall be saved.
Et ainsi tout Israël sera sauvé.
Is that right?
Est-ce correct?
And then if you go to the same Romans chapter 9.
Si vous partez dans le même Romains chapitre 9.
Verse 6.
Verset 6. Romains 9 verset 6.
It says, for not as though the word of God are taking none effect.
Il n'est pas comme si la parole de Dieu n'a pas d'effet.
For they are not all Israel.
Car ce n'est pas tous qui sont Israël.
Which are of Israel.
Qui sont des descendants
d'Israël. So in other words, it's not even everybody.
C'est pas tout le monde.
That is born of Israel, that is a true Israel before God.
Vraiment un Israël devant Dieu.
And we see a picture.
Nous voyons une image.
In Luke 16.
Dans Luc chapitre 16.
The story of Lazarus and the rich man.
L'histoire de Lazarus et l'homme riche.
They were both calling Abraham father.
Les deux appelaient Abraham père.
One was in hell.
L'un était à l'enfer.
And Lazarus was in Abraham.
Et Lazare était
so
à Abraham.
The true Israelites, the true
Israël,
Jews.
Le vrai juif,
they will receive the gospel.
Vont recevoir
but there
will
still be some
et plusieurs
that will continue with the Antichrist.
Vont continuer avec l'Antichrist.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom. Which scripture supports that we are in the third seal, not fourth seal?
Shalom. Quelle écriture supporte que nous sommes dans le troisième seau, pas le quatrième seau?
Shalom, Sister Pamela from South Africa.
C'est Pamela de l'Afrique du Sud.
Revelations chapter 6, where we studied last week.
Apocalypse chapitre 6, là où nous avons étudié la semaine passée.
Makes us understand that
nous
we are in the third seal.
Que nous sommes dans le troisième seau.
It is not from scripture, it's from the characteristics.
N'est pas de l'écriture, c'est de les caractères.
The scripture is revelations.
L'écriture, la révélation.
And the characteristics described.
Les caractéristiques décrites.
Is what makes us know that that is fulfilling now.
Nous fait connaître ce qui se passe maintenant.
God bless you.
Dieu vous bénisse.
Thank you very much for the wonderful teachings. Personally, I have learned a lot. But what I want to ask is, you say that after the rapture, then God will now move to Israelites. Then I want to ask, what will be the fate of the Gentiles who did not move in the rapture?
Church, what time? Will be the fate of the Gentiles, church?
Et qu'est-ce sera la foi des païens?
Church, what will be the fate of the Gentiles?
Qu'est-ce sera la foi des païens après l'enlèvement?
There is a hymn our pastor likes to sing. Oh no, the sinner's voice I hear. Gone, gone, they have gone, they have gone. Marching to join the glory above. Oh no, had I known. That will be the fate. They will cry, had I known. That's a good question because many people believe after rapture there's a second chance. I have seen several Christian movies that depict that after the rapture. Just don't take the mark. Don't take the mark. And then the Antichrist and Christians will be playing police and thief.
Et l'Antichrist et le
church,
Dieu, les polices et les
there
voleurs.
Is no such picture from the word of God.
Aucune image de la parole de Dieu.
After the rapture,
après l'enlèvement,
salvation is entirely for Israel.
Le salut est entièrement pour
the
Israël.
Gentiles have had 2,000 years.
Les gens de païens avaient 2,000 ans.
If 2,000 years is not enough to convict you,
si 2,000 ans n'est pas assez pour te convaincre,
why do you need extra time?
Pourquoi as-tu besoin de plus de
praise
temps?
The living God. So after the rapture, God turns to Israel.
Après l'enlèvement, Dieu se retourne à Israël.
No more salvation for the Gentiles.
Aucun salut pour les païens.
Okay, we have a brother from Taraba, brother
on
Oliver.
De Taraba.
God bless you, sir. Let's hear your question.
Nous vous entendons, monsieur.
Yes. Shalom, brother.
Shalom, sir.
My question is about the place that Pastor Lee said about the two wings that carry the Israelites. So I want to ask whether the two wings is I know because Moses and Elijah was the one taking care of them right from Egypt, and when Moses delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh, and Elijah also delivered them from the hand of Ahab, is two wings still existing even before their living time or after the death of Moses and Elijah?
No, the two wings as prophesied in Revelation 11.
Les deux wings ont prophétisé dans l'Apocalypse 12.
Are the two prophets that will be on the ground then?
Sont les deux prophètes qui seront en terre là moment.
With the anointing of Moses and Elijah.
Avec l'onction de Moïse et Élie.
Not that Moses and Elijah will come back from the dead. No.
Que Moïse et Élie vont revenir de la mort.
It's the anointing of Moses and Elijah that will be upon
Moïse
those men.
Et Élie qui seront sur cet homme.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody, sorry, man. Somebody's at the back.
Let's praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you said in Revelation 6:8,
yes,
the souls that we are seeing under the altar, that the souls of the Jews are not of the Christians.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to get it clearer.
Okay.
Because even in this our time, We Christians, we used to quote that Bible verse when we pray, that you overcome by the words of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. We use that place to pray.
That's so Revelation 12:11.
Apocalypse 1, verse 12.
Okay. That's what I'm saying now. Now we are saying that those souls were the Jews. Because if it were the Christian, they wouldn't have been asking for vengeance. So
yes, ma'am.
I don't understand it.
Okay, let me try and explain further.
Explique cela plus.
The Christians, the Bible says that we will come and judge the world.
La Bible dit nous allons revenir.
In fact, the Bible says we will judge angels.
On jugera des anges, la Bible le dit.
But there's no prophecy that says Christians will pray for vengeance upon the people of the earth.
Il y a quelle prophétie qui dit que les chrétiens doivent prier pour la vengeance sur cette terre?
At this time, the rapture had taken place already.
Et deuxièmement, l'enlèvement a déjà pris place.
So even the dead Christians have resurrected and they are raptured.
Même les chrétiens morts sont restés, ils sont enlevés.
But if you look at verse 11 of Revelation chapter 6, where we are reading.
Verset 11 d'Apocalypse chapitre 6.
Let's read Revelation 6:11.
Lisons Apocalypse 6 verset 11.
Revelation 6:11.
Apocalypse 6,
it says, white robes were given unto every one of them.
Une robe blanche fut donnée à chacun d'eux.
And it was said unto them.
Et leur fut dit.
That they should rest yet for a little season.
De se tenir repos quelque temps encore.
Until who?
Jusqu'à qui?
Until their fellow servants also.
Jusqu'à faire combler le nombre de leurs compagnons.
And their brethren.
Et leurs frères.
That should be killed as they were.
Qui devaient être mis à mort.
Should be fulfilled.
Comme eux.
Who are those that the Antichrist will persecute?
Qui sont ceux que l'Antichrist va persécuter?
During the tribulation.
Pendant la tribulation.
Is the Israelites.
C'est l'Israël.
So it is these brethren here are the Israelites that will be killed.
Les frères qui seront tués.
Praise the living God. So this also lets us know that this is a strictly Jewish affair.
Ça nous fait connaître que c'est une
affaire. He's not referring to Gentiles.
Ça ne réfère pas aux païens.
By this time, in fact, we have been crowned because we are raptured already.
En ce temps, nous sommes encouragés parce qu'on est déjà enlevés.
But yet, it's still speaking of a group of people that should still die.
Mais pas des groupes de gens qui sont.
That should still be killed.
Qui vont tuer.
And that will be under the Antichrist.
Et c'est sous l'Antichrist.
Praise the living God.
Louez l'Éternel vivant.
Mommy, is that clear?
Est-ce que c'est bon, madame?
If it's not clear, we can have a personal study later, ma.
But
it's not speaking to the Gentiles. Generally, when you are quoting in Revelation 12:11, that speaks of they overcame by the blood of the Lamb.
Ils ont vaincu par le sang de l'agneau.
Both Israel and Gentiles.
Même Israël et païens.
What gives us access to God is the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus.
À Dieu, c'est le sang de Jésus, le
so
sang
even
de
if Gentiles are using that, quoting it,
même si les païens
it's not là, wrong.
Ce n'est pas faux.
It is the same blood of Jesus that saves me, that saves them.
Le même sang de Jésus qui t'a sauvé, qui m'a sauvé.
Praise the living God. Okay, we'll take further questions later. And may the Lord help us as we do so in Jesus' name. Let's be on our feet and sing this song. Hallelujah.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There are precious mountains. Free to all. From God, praise God. In the cross, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever till my raptured soul shall find
rest. Me on the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, Lord, have mercy upon me.
Oh, yes.
In the cross, my glory ever. See my raptured soul shall rest beyond the river.
Yes, sir. That's our prayer this morning. Clap for Jesus.